The essence of Kriyas Shema is Kabbalas or Malchus Shamayim. It's accepting upon ourselves the yoke of heaven, understanding that life is meaningful and purposeful, that our lives are a gift from a meaningful and purposeful Creator. When we say the Shema, we unite ourselves with Him and are true to our souls and to our essence. However, there are stages to go through in order to fully experience that Kabbalas al Malchus Shamayim. The first thing is to totally submit to Hashem and to His will, that no part of us should be outside of His jurisdiction, so to speak. And that's why the number 248 is significant in the Shema. We have 248 Avarim, limbs, and all of our limbs need to be subjected or subjugated to Hashem's will. That's why we say Kel Melech Ne'emon, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. It's the total experience of immersing ourselves in the will of Hashem. But it goes further. When we say the words Hashem Echad, we're mechaven on Mesiris Nefesh. Pasuk says, Alecha haragnu kol hayayim, for you we are killed all day. And it's funny, because you can't be killed more than once. Really, it should say, Ki alecha haragnu b'chol yayim, we're killed for you every day. Kol hayayim means all day. How are we dying, giving our lives up al kiddush Hashem all day long? The Rashba discusses this and explains when we're mechaven to Mesiris Nefesh, when we say the Shema, we have in mind the values that are so important to us that we're willing to give up our lives for them and then go and live for them. It's as if we give up our life every single moment, living al kiddush Hashem. So yeah, if push would come to shove, if I would have to deny my relationship with Hashem, my identity, and it's a question of jumping into the fire, al kiddush Hashem, that's what we're willing to do. We're so clear about what life is about that we're willing to do that, like our ancestors did in previous generations, like Kadoshim do until today. Mesiris Nefesh. If it came to it, that's what I'd be willing to do. The third, and perhaps highest level, is to realize there's no reality outside of Hashem. And that all I am is an emanation of Hashem's will. I have no sense of existence outside of my source. Once I fully understand that and appreciate that, I can get to the level of echad, of total oneness, of making sure that my actions are subject to Hashem's will. My mindset and my attitude that I'd be willing to give my life for this. And ultimately understanding that I have no independent sense of identity outside of my source. Echad, being mamlich Hashem over myself, over the world, over the universe, physical and spiritual. Total oneness. That's what we talk about, Kabbalas al Malchus Shamayim, accepting on ourselves the yoke of Kingdom of Heaven. This is the journey that we're meant to be going on.